This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
It's that special day each month when we digest the latest employment numbers from the Department of Labor. The economy added 80,000 non-farm jobs in June. The unemployment rate did not move. It's still at 8.2%. Investors are disappointed. We'll get to the numbers in a moment. First, though, Alan Krueger. He's chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Good to talk with you.
Good morning, Jeff.
So I heard one economist this morning charitably describe today's job numbers as weird. Certainly, at the least, you can't be particularly happy about them.
You know, when the job numbers come in every month, I try to take a step back and look at the jobs report in the context of other information we're getting about the economy, longer-run trends. Mm-hmm. And we see that for the past 28 months, the private sector has added jobs, a total of 4.4 million over that period. Some months stronger than others. We would like to strengthen the pace of job growth, but I think we see a picture of an economy that is healing from a very deep wound that was inflicted by the financial crisis and severe recession that followed.
I know that you want Congress to pick up the president's jobs bill, but let's just adopt the fairly safe presumption that Congress is not likely to do much for you stimulus-wise. In that case, what kind of policy advice can you give the president right now?
Well, you might count me as an optimist, but I do hope that Congress will do the right thing and take the steps that it can take to strengthen job growth. The president submitted the American Jobs Act with a number of proposals that independent economists have said would strengthen job growth.
Right. Well, I hear you, but it's not likely to happen. So what is within the president's purview at the moment in terms of action?
Well, first of all, sometimes Congress does act in the interest of the American people. We saw that with the student loan interest rates, a bill the president's going to sign later today. But the president can also take actions on his own, such as by making it easier for families to refinance their mortgages. And he has actively pursued his administrative authority, such as helping families to refinance. And in fact, what he would like to do is to expand refinancing so families could take advantage of the low interest rates. And we are now asking Congress for more authority to help families to do more refinancing.
So Mitt Romney has said this morning what you would expect in response to these numbers, that they're very disappointing. But he also said something about the many Americans who are stuck in jobs below their skill level. And you were at the Aspen Ideas Festival last week talking about sort of the same thing. You called it a middle class jobs deficit. Define that for me.
Well, we have faced a jobs problem in the U.S. for a very long time period. That's one of the reasons why middle-class families were under so much stress and why they needed to borrow so much to maintain their consumption. Then the recession that began at the end of 2007 made the middle-class jobs deficit much, much worse. And now there's a big deficit to fill in terms of job growth. That's why I think it's very important that we stay on the path of creating more jobs each month. And as I mentioned, we'd like to do more to strengthen the pace of job growth.
Alan Krueger, chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors and professor of economics at Princeton, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeff.